This is the Horse Radio Network.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 2nd, 2015, episode 1074.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Something wonderful.
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
Friday, 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 Friday.
The Hit'em crew is out enjoying some much-deserved vacation time, so sit back and enjoy this mashup of really bad ads from 2014, featuring Glenn and Jamie reading an assortment of snarky, silly, unlikely, and generally laughable classifieds found on the internet by and submitted by listeners like you. We gallop through this goofy pattern every Friday on Hit'em, so anytime you have a spare moment to surf the internet classies, keep an eye out for those ads that make your hair stand on end or your eyebrows lift like Mr. Spock, and send them to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. You may just hear that ad read on a future Friday episode.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, let's get on with the ads here. And as we said earlier, these ads are submitted by our listeners. The names we're giving you are the listeners who submitted the ads, not the poor people who wrote them. Andrea sent in the first one, and it is a Dunn paint mare for $1,300 in alabaster. We seem to get a lot from alabaster. I don't know what that says.
Where is alabaster?
I don't know. Jennifer, look that up, because we want to know, because the people there need to take extra education. Dunn paint mare, $1,300. Nine-year-old Dunn paint mare. She's a stout 15 two-hands mare, was professionally trained for barrels. I've never tried it. She's a gentle horse. Call or text. Have you noticed how many ads that people say, this horse was trained for barrels, but I've never done it. Or trained for this, and I've never done it. Or trained for that, and I've never done it. And then it makes me wonder, was this person the person that sent the horse out for training, and then it got back, and they decided they didn't want to do barrels anymore? Or did it come that way? I don't know.
And the fun thing is, there's not a lick of punctuation in that, so that's fun. So,
yeah, but it was short, so I could actually do it.
Yeah, alabaster is in Alabama. Alabama.
Okay.
So there you go.
If you are thinking of moving to Alabama and you have kids that need to be in school, I would not pick the Alabaster High School. I'd choose a different district.
All right, well, our friend Ellen sent in the next one, and the title of the article or the headline is Looking for Draft or Cross Free or Cheap to Great Home. This is in Massachusetts. Looking for a fairly young draft or draft cross. Must be 16 hands or bigger. Suitable for beginner. Must be bomb proof and need no additional training. No vices and preferably something that will get along with my gelding. Preferred tack to come along and come included. Would like to do a 30-day trial as well. Thanks. Must be cheap or free. What?
I want a bomb proof. Yes, go ahead. I want a bomb-proof, no vices, perfectly beautiful young draft that 16 hands or bigger, and I want a 30-day free trial on the free horse.
Oh, my gosh. And by the way, tack it up. I'm coming to get it with the tack.
That's right. I prefer
what
the tack.
Hell?
I'm included. That's arrogant.
Wow.
How many takers this first man?
You know, it's like those ads that we always say, like, oh, wait. Okay, I have a total bomb-proof, dead-broke horse in my backyard, and I'd really like to trade it for something that's two-year-old and untrained and wild. Oh, no, you don't want to trade. You just want it. You just want to take my dead-broke, bomb-proof horse. Sure, take the tack, too. Why not?
Mary sent the following one in. Wanted, bay, filly, colt, mare, or gelding. We're not very picky. By the way, there's a lot of wanted ads. There's more wanted ads today. We have a trend here today than there are people selling horses. Wanted, bay, filly, colt, mare, or gelding. Please read entire ad before responding. Damn it. I am looking for a bay with four white socks and a blaze. No other color. Interested in non-gated breeds only. Can be a weanling and up. Colt or filly. Must be sound. Prefer quarter horse, but willing to consider other non-gated breeds. I have over 30 years of experience with tons of references. I am typically not colorblind, and I will certainly be also looking at conformation and movement, but I want a fancy bay with chrome, and I'll look until I find him or her. Don't mind thin or possible rescue. Situation if he or she fits criteria. Respond with pictures, age, breed, location, and price. Thanks in advance.
Criteria. That is bay with four white feet. That's all I care about.
That's all I care. Why do you think this is? Anyway, why all of a sudden did this non-colorblind or this not typically colorblind person all of a sudden be colorblind?
Well, what this colorblind person needs to do is head on over to cancerusa.org and check out all the horses in the Boston area because there's a lot of them.
They're all bay with white socks.
I know.
And they are one of those other non-gated breeds.
Uh-huh. They are non-gated. Yep. They're probably pretty thin because they're racehorses. Jessica sent the next one in. Jessica, do you have Minnie? I have chickens to trade. I'm looking to trade 8 hens, 1 rooster, and 20... Oh, no punctuation. Excuse me. Let me start over. I'm looking to trade 8 hens, 1 rooster, and 20 Polish chicks for a miniature horse or pony. I'm not picky. Can be stallion or mare. It will have another mini to play with and 3 kids to love it. Nothing real mean. Can be scared. Please call or text.
I love
I'll
how she put...
scared horse.
Yeah, I love how she put can be scared right after she talked about her 3 kids.
Not mean, though. Oh my gosh.
When I first read this, I thought she meant the kids weren't mean. Because it means to play with and 3 kids to love it. Nothing real mean. And I was thinking, see, this is where my mind goes. I was thinking, oh, it's nice to know the kids aren't mean to the pony.
It may scare it, though.
Uta sent the following one in.
Oh, no.
Farm-raised turkey. Boy, we're in the poultry world today. Farm-raised turkey for guarding or dinner table. Your choice, $25.
Oh, no.
You're going to love this ad, Jamie. We have a young farm-raised turkey for sale. If you are in need of a guard turkey, this one fits the bill. They don't cuff much meaner than this one. He will peck your nose until it bleeds and chases folks around the place if given the chance. Was raised for a fair and 4-H project. My son hates this turkey, and apparently the feeling is mutual.
Oh, no.
Would also make a nice Thanksgiving dinner if the guarding job doesn't work out. Better bring a set of thick gloves when you come to pick this one up. He does bite. You will handle at your own risk. May trade for some nice, calm, friendly chickens.
Oh, my gosh.
That's one mean Tom.
It's funny. My next-door neighbors have turkeys, a couple turkeys. They're very loud and obnoxious. And every boomer, when he sees one, he'll run over to the fence because he wants to herd them. And their turkey, their male Tom turkey, will literally walk up to the fence and try to peck Boomer through the fence. I'm like, that's not a good idea, dude. You don't do that. But he will stand there and he'll put all his and put all his feathers up and try to peck my dog. These suckers are mean. You know what a normal person would do to that turkey is just shoot it,
eat it
right?
For lunch. Eat it for lunch. That's right. That's what we do. We eat it for Thanksgiving. Why do you think there's so many turkeys at Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm pretty sure that the turkey that is next door, they're going to eat the Thanksgiving because that's the kind of people they are. So good times. Good times.
Well, that was a good one, Uta.
Yeah, that was a good one, Uta. That's in the running. One horse trailer. That means we've got one trailer and it's a one horse. Oh, okay. One horse trailer in the city of Orange. One horse, bumper pull, ramp load, single axle horse trailer. Completely restored and rebuilt and is ready to use. It tows great and it's easy to store. It's very easy to maneuver. Includes rubber mats and 3 new tires. Dimension, 7 foot tall. I know, I did look down and I guess it's a spare. 7 foot tall, 4 foot wide, 8 foot hitch to tail, approximately 1,200 pounds, can be pulled by any SUV. It can fit a large quarter horse. I would like you guys to notice in the picture how small this trailer is, because clearly that is an Arabian that is in the horse trailer, and it is so small that the horse has actually pooped out of the horse trailer onto the ground. Did you notice that?
I noticed that, and it's also the first trailer ad we've ever had that the horse has been in the trailer.
That's true. That is true. There's actually, they're showing you the floor's good, but it's a tiny little tiny trailer.
And I love the fact that they say it's been completely restored and rebuilt. It looks kind of like one of our other crappy trailers. I mean, it is strange.
It's got some chrome on the side. Dwayne sent it in and said, notice the riding helmet and the sway bars on the hitch. Safety first.
Well, that is true. There is a helmet up there. You're right. Boy, it is a short trailer, though. My pony would have a trouble fitting in this one. But haven't we all seen it, though? You've seen those little trailers going down the road with the tail sticking out the back. It's because the tail didn't fit in the trailer.
The whole it's an Arab, too. It's a pretty short horse, you know.
Or either that, or they don't like cleaning out the trailer, and it's perfect because they poop on the outside. It might be a genius move, Jamie.
There you go.
Why didn't we think of that? Oh, that was Jennifer's going to post that one on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, as we do every Friday for our really crappy trailers. And this one apparently comes from with a really crappy horse for $1,800.
This is an uncrappy trailer, Glenn. Uncrappy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's on the outside.
Brooke sent the following one in. There's a new name. Appreciate that. Is seeking a nice horse for $1. I want a horse, .. I am a good horse person who can handle a horse or two, .. I've never owned a horse, but I've been around them a little bit, and I've never ridden, but I will teach myself. Get the sound file ready, Jamie. Get that sound file ready.
Oh, my God.
Must be younger. Get that sound file ready, Jamie. Must be younger. I want a young horse that will live long. I want a smaller horse, but not a pony because I'm not short. I want a horse I can run and jump around on. It should not be spooky and should be a nice horse. Must be well broke. I want a fully trained horse so I can start riding right away. Email or call me with any horses that you have. Thanks and have a blessed day.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close, too far.
You know when people say they're selling their horse and they write to good home only?
Yes.
This is not one of those good homes.
No.
I've never owned a horse, but I've been around them a little bit, but I've never ridden, so I will teach myself on your horse. Oh, my gosh. That, Brooke, that's a great one. Holy cow, I've never seen an ad like that. I needed to be fully trained and well broke because I'm going to torture it. I'm going to bounce all over it. I don't know how to feed them or how to take care of them or anything like that, but I'm going to teach myself. It'll be fine.
No, it'll be fine. Everything will be good.
It'll be fine. Bryce sent this one in. Mixed quarter Belgian horse for sale. Mixed quarter Belgian horse for sale in Washington. Real nice, well-built, well-mannered, 3-year-old stallion, bomb-proof. He wash, no kick, bite, no bad habits. He is one-half quarter, one-half Belgian. He's tall, started under saddle, but not broke to ride yet. When the saddle was put on him, he did not jump or cut up. We lead him around, still no jump. Then we stopped.
What?
That's the end of the ad.
I'm like completely lost.
When the saddle was put on him, he did not jump or cut up. We lead him around, still no jump. Then we stopped.
Wait a minute. Is he just supposed to jump by himself? I'm confused.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. Basically, he didn't screw around, is what they're saying. They put the saddle on him, let him around. He was totally fine. He didn't care a bit. Then we stopped. That's my favorite sentence of the whole thing. We stopped. That could have been 6 years ago. We don't know. We stopped 6 years ago. It's fine back then.
Stop. Oh, that's funny. All right. Quarter horse gelding, $700 in Monarch's Corner. Please read the entire... Oh, this is all capitalized. This is screaming.
Okay,
please
hold on.
Read
this
the,
is a new, yeah. new submitter. Raya or Rhea?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Rhea.
Yeah, sent in new submitters. So thank you.
Yes, that is a new submitter with two names we can't say, and we apologize in advance. Quarter horse gelding, $700. Please read the entire ad before asking any questions. Serious inquiries only. These are the best pictures that I have of him. If you'd like to see more, please come out and take your own. But do not waste my time or yours. Thank you. I love people that say that because you don't know until you go out, right? Sam is an 8-year-old, 15-hand Palomino quarter horse gelding. UTD on vaccines, worming, and his feet were just done. Very sweet disposition, unlike his owner. Easy to catch. Does not need an experienced rider because, or does need, he does need an experienced rider because he can be stubborn and lazy. I have not owned him very long, and he has come a long way already. Just need someone to work with him, and he will be a great horse. $700. I love people who do that because that means I am not the one to work with him because I am not the experienced rider, and he bucked me off every darn time I got on him. That's what that means.
So you need an experienced rider because he's stubborn and lazy. Reading between the lines means he's a balker, and then he'll buck you off.
That's right. That's exactly right. Grow up.
Or turn and run back to the barn. And our final one, I don't recognize this name either, Suzanne, new submitter possibly. Beautiful Tennessee walking horse gelding, $650 in Cottageville. That sounds nice. Hutch is a gorgeous 14-year-old Tennessee walking horse gelding. He is solid black, absolutely no white on him. Carries his head high and has a nice, smooth gait. We've ridden him everywhere. He's even been to Walmart. I'm glad I don't read it ahead of time. He's even been to Walmart.
Enough said. Suzanne, you win a prize for that. That last line was funny.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. He's even been to Walmart.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Researchers have confirmed that as horses age, they naturally become less sensitive to insulin and more susceptible to health problems caused by too much sugar in the diet. One way to reduce the sugar content in a horse's diet is to replace sugar-laden grains with a high-fat supplement. Fat is an extraordinary energy source. It is readily utilized by the horse and contains more than 2 times the calories of sugary grains. Equijoule Stabilized Rice Bran is an excellent fat supplement. It contains a balanced calcium to phosphorus ratio and won't cause mineral imbalances when added to the diet. Its all-natural ingredients are high in healthy fat and fiber. Best of all, Equijoule allows owners to easily replace the calories previously supplied by sugary grains. When you need to add healthy calories to your horse's diet, choose Equijoule. To learn more, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
Lindsay sent in the next one. Not one lick of punctuation, nor capitalization, nor spell check. So this is going to be fun. Thanks, Lindsay. Appreciate it. Love you. Working with horses. The letter R, the letter U. Looking for someone to work your horses or breaking your horses, contact me at prices. Vary on what you are looking for from starting and finishing or just working theme to get theme ready for this year on Ladin Leeson. We do everything as well, working with you to work your horse. I have several years of XP and ref if need.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Wow. That's a really bad ad. Now, I got a question for you. If serious question here. Let's get serious for a minute, Jamie. If you, does anybody looking at this is going to question whether you wanted to go there for lessons? Is that what they were? I don't know. To work with you. Are you going to respond to this? Is anybody going to respond to this?
That's what I'm saying. I want phone numbers so we'll call us people and be like, listen, your ad was horrible. Is there any way anybody actually responded to that? Because if I want to go learn from somebody, it's going to be somebody who needs to communicate clearly. That is not clear communication.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
This one is kind of a haiku or a Dr. Seuss rhyme. Tammy sent this one. It's close to both, I think. Tammy sent this one. I never understood haikus. This is the ad. Azteca horse, $900. Azteca horse for sale, very gentle and sweet. Hamu for good on trail, need to sell ASAP.
ASAP.
P.
That is a haiku. What is the rules for haiku? I got to Google that. It's all about syllables.
What's a hamu? Hamu for good on trail.
It's a Dr. Seuss word.
Oh.
Obviously. Okay. Oh, it needs to be only three lines. Sorry, Glenn. Totaling 17 syllables. So they threw that fourth line in and they threw off the whole haiku.
Well, let me try it with three. Azteca horse for sale. Very gentle and sweet. Need to sell ASAP. Is that a haiku?
Oh, this is a quatrain.
Oh, if you said need to sell ASAP. No,
ASAP would work better?
ASAP fits the 17 syllables. So you're
all right,
in.
All right.
There you go, Glenn.
Azteca, let me try it again. I got to get it right. Azteca horse for sale. Very gentle and sweet. Need to sell ASAP.
Yes! Beautiful.
I made my first haiku ever.
Yay!
I am. I'm as good as Ruby. I am as good as Ruby.
Yeah, she's actually got real skills. Sorry. all right, Diane sent in the next one. Wow, we've had a personal ad and a haiku and a really bad ad. This is a great day. Diane sent this one in. Strawberry roan gelding. Well, I'm thinking in haikus now. Like, it's a sentence. Here we go. Dancer is a 19-year-old gelding that stands about 15-2 hands tall. He is a big, stout, built horse. Oh, God, there's not punctuation in this one either. Hold on, I got to take a deeper breath. Dancer is a 19-year-old gelding that stands 15-2 hands tall. He is a big, stout horse. He's not a kid's or beginner's horse. He has a go of will or sell trade for a kid's broke horse or something that doesn't eat easy to shoe and has a shoe on every foot.
What? Is it the same person that posted the ad looking for bucking horses or breaking horses? Is it the same one? Yeah.
Well, you know how it goes, Diane. People always want to sell their dead, broke, kid-safe horses for big, stout, 19-year-old unbroke horses. So good luck with that.
Bryce sent the following one in. Oh, it's our trailer of the week. Boy, we've been having a lot of one-horse trailers here lately. I didn't know there were that many one-horse trailers in the world. You just never see them in the wild all that often.
Yeah.
Single-horse trailer. $300 fits right into our price range, though. I have a single-horse trailer for sale. One tire has a slow leak. Floor, jack, hitch, built, good shape, $300. Now, the fact that he mentions the tire that has a slow leak when the entire one-horse trailer with the rounded front is rusted. I mean, it's rust from top to bottom. It's just one big pile of rust, and he's worried about the tire that has a slow leak.
Well, you know, he wanted to full disclosure, Glenn. I mean, one tire has a slow leak. Of course, there's no floor, but just letting you know it's got a slow leak. There's a big leak, and if you drove it forward, the wheels would come off the rims. But other than that, the floor would fall through. But other than that, if you punch your hand at the trailer, the whole thing will have a hole in it. My
you know
God.
What, though? You've got to admit that, remember last week we had one of these, too, these single-horse trailers. And remember the roof was put on like a piece of pastry on the top? This one actually has a roof that might have came with the trailer. So,
That was you know something, Glenn, bonus. Though?
Yeah.
The roof on the front, last week it was folded over like a pastry. This one, the welding on the seam on the top, look a lot like those stitches that you see on the going around the neck of Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
It's kind of coming apart. Yeah, it probably leaks a little.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, there's no window. Who is ever going to get their horse in a trailer with no window that is about 3 feet wide? I don't know a horse that would go in this thing.
No way. That's why they're always for sale. Can't get the damn horse in it. All right. This next one may be one of the worst looking ads I've ever seen. Equestrian Elegance, whoever that is, you can put your name in there and I won't call you Equestrian Elegance, but Equestrian Elegance sent this one in. This ad is, every time I say a number, it's actually the number, okay? And every word is misspelled. I'll try to do the best I can. And then randomly, they start yelling at you in the middle of it. So we'll just try to get through it together. Horses for sale, 3 geldings, 1 may ire, 1 stud, 500 to 2,500. And Clee Elam, Washington. 0.1 horse is a hunting horse you can shop from. Cost varies. Thank you. Contact me here on the list. Because of phony calls, you call me. I'll give you the number to the owner of the horses. These are good horses, not just barn standards. Age
not
from
just 5
to 13, barn standards.
Oh.
Barn standards. Age from 5 to 13 hands broke and field and pasture raised. Age from 5 to 13 hands. Broke.
Age from 5 to 13 hand broke.
Does that mean he broke his hand?
I don't even know.
Maybe that's why he can't type so well. He broke his hand.
I don't even know what they're saying. I like the fact that there's like five horses. Can't count. There's 5 horses, and they only talk about one of them, and it's one you can shoot a gun from. That's the only thing they care about. There's one you can shoot a gun from. The rest, forget it. When you shoot that gun, they're gone. Out of there.
And again, apparently, lots of people are giving them phony phone calls.
Oh, and this is a new one for us that we've never had before. This is a read between the lines. We need to make a book. We need to write a book. When it says field and pasture raised, that means they have never been touched. They haven't been fed any grain or hay or anything. They have been out in that field and they have never seen an altar. Just saying.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
That was a good one, Equestrian Elegance. That was a really bad ad. That's a really bad ad. Uta sent in the following one. This is all screaming. I'm not going to scream. I'll hurt your ears because it's all screaming. It's all caps. Gelding, 10 years old, Blaze, nice guy, would be great for trails, $350 in Shreve. This is Blaze. He is 10-year-old gelding. Very good disposition. Got this horse 2 months ago. This one has way too much punctuation, by the way. When I pause, it's a period. Let's start that over. This is Blaze, period. He is a 10-year-old gelding, period. Very good disposition, period. Got this horse 2 months ago, period. Was told he was a gelding, period. I never looked.
Never looked?
Was so quiet and nice, period. Got home, found out different, period.
Oh, my God.
Had the saddle on him and rode him. Need some basic work, period. Needs some work on his feet, period. We'll let you pick them up if he's eating, period. Nice mane and tail, period. Gave him a bath, period. Name is Blaze, period. I think he's a quarter horse, but not sure, because I didn't look.
Oh, my God. Wait. Okay. So she says that it's a gelding, but then she said, I was told he was gelding. I never looked. So is she saying that he's a gelding, or
sure.
Saying he... She's not sure.
I'm still not sure.
I don't think she knows. I think the problem is she doesn't know what to look for. I think that's the problem.
How do you not know it's a gelding when you're picking up his feet? I mean, just look.
I don't
My
think
God.
She knows what to, let me repeat. I don't think she knows what to look for. That's the problem.
Wiener. Sorry. That's a great ad, Uta. Good job. Shelly sent in the next one. That was great. Shelly sent in the next one, and I just love the title. Oh, my God, this is a bad ad, too. What is wrong with people? Go to school. One large pokey pony, $1,200.
I want it.
I know. One large pokey pony. No capitalization, no spelling, no punctuation. What is the deal with my ads today? Okay. I have one large pony for Saul. He's a good kid's hose because he's pokey, comma. Can be stubborn, so experienced ridders only. No trails. Should be worked in a pen. Because of habits. ... I'm wickling to trade for anything, ... Hal Eve, I relay. Want a trained broke gelding or mare with no bad habits or tractor for hooling, ... Chameleon. Please call me anytime, day or night, ... What on earth did I just read?
I like how they say he's good for a kid because he's pokey, but can be stubborn, so experienced riders only.
And you can't ride him out of a round pen because of pecus stuff.
Bad habits.
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic. Shelly, that was just a great, really bad ad. Well done.
It was. Kate sent the following one in. Horse for sale OBOs, $1,500 in Crosby. Great horse, black and gray hair color. Also has a straight 1-inch wide black strip of hair from the end of the top of his head. Really looks cool.
That would be a, what color is this horse, you guys? Gruya or buckskin or gray, dapple gray. It has, you know what? I've been looking for a horse with a 1-inch wide black stripe of hair from its back end to the top of its head. God, thank God I found one.
There is a name for those. What is it called? Is it Gruya?
It's a dorsal stripe. I mean,
yeah, but
if it's a black and gray hair color, I think it's a Gruya, right? I mean, I don't know.
I'm not up on my Western, breeds. Okay.
That was really cool.
It's
that's
really, it's a great horse.
Part.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, we don't know how old he is or how tall he is or whether he rides or does anything, but he's really cool.
Black and gray hair color. Thank you. Kelly sent in the last one here, and then we'll pick a winner. Toby, 5-year-old pink gelding, $1,000. Santee condition new. He is smart, but his training is unfinished. He is about 14 hands, probably better off with an experienced rider as he is in saddle, but still learning. Rideable sometimes. A real gentleman. What?
He needs an experienced rider, but he's a real gentleman.
And he's rideable sometimes. I love it. He's rideable sometimes, a real gentleman. No, he's not. He'd be rideable all the time. Okay. Well, ooh, this is a creepy. Loves young girls and all the ladies.
Whoa. This was written by a man.
Main thing is a good home that will give him the attention he deserves. This is definitely a man, because here we go. Trades considered for firearms, guns, pistols, gold, or silver coins. If you have questions, tell me, email me what you have and your phone number. So we're going to trade you for guns, pistols, firearms, shotguns, whatever. They're all guns, right?
Right, right out of the 1870s, right down the street from you. And if you read the ad from the make-believe it's from the 1870s, it would fit perfectly.
You're right.
You know what? You know what this really is? It's a divorce. This was the wife, and he had a wife and a daughter. and the wife left him for another guy and left the horse behind, and now he has to sell the horse, and that's where it came from. He loves young girls and the ladies because this horse has kicked him 5 times while trying to feed him. Exactly what happened here.
He's smart. He's real smart.
Jen here, host of the Horse Tip Daily Show on the Horse Radio Network. The way consumers interact with the brands they have trusted for years and those they are about to fall in love with for the first time is becoming more and more mobile, literally, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Podcasts or internet radio shows like this one combine the new consumer preference for on-demand information and entertainment with the power of niche market audiences. Advertising on the Horse Radio Network podcasts allows you to reach the equestrian consumer using today's preferred on-demand delivery system. It's cost-effective and flexible, able to reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. To learn more about advertising on this show or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at 859-951-2022 or you can email us at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. That's Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com. Come and join the Horse Radio Network family. You'll enjoy the ride.
Ellen sent in this one. Free horse in St. Cloud. Free horse, Missouri Fox Trotter with functional heaves. You heard me right. This horse has functional heaves as opposed to non-functional heaves. Or is there a kind of heave that's not functional? I don't know. Great trail horse, 19 years old, but does not look it. No weight loss. This horse has had a cough for 2 seasons. The horse can trot and walk well on trail rides, coughs mostly at night during the summer. Bomb-proof. Great horse, just has a recurrent cough. Has been treated and cared for by a vet. I am ready to give this horse to a good home because I am really sick of hearing it cough. Now, I got to say, you know, and I feel bad for the horses that have cough, but there's nothing more annoying than a horse with a cough because it just is loud and guttural and sad and everything all at the same time.
I mean, how many times in that ad, it's like a three-sentence ad, and all they said must have said the word cough 15 times. So I'm
that
assuming
just shows you
that
how bad this cough is.
A lot. Yeah, exactly. He's bomb-proof because he can't breathe. Poor
right.
Little thing.
Coughs a lot. Functional heaves. It's a new term for veterinarians everywhere.
I didn't know why this was funny until I read all the way to the end. 11-year-old roping horse. Thank you, Hillary, for sending this one in. Hillary. 11-year-old roping horse, $1,500. That's the title. 11-year-old roping horse. Ropes from head and heel. And as we know, Glenn, I've taught you that you either grab the head or the back legs, and horses do different. So ropes from head and heel. Experience in herding cattle and opening and closing doors.
I like how he threw that in at the end.
I know. I love it. That's my horse, Edward. I'm going to let myself out, and I'm also going to let out all my friends.
How is it that have more than 2 horses, you have one that can open gates? There's always one in every herd that can open the gates.
True. It's so true. I don't know how they kept Edward in at the racetrack. I mean, he is such a whiz. Like, he is so... He opens everything.
Shelly sent this one in. Thank you so much, Shelly. Used horse, $300.
Used horse, it's a car.
Used horse for Seal, S-E-A-L. Daughter's horse is a medium-sized young horse, standard bred, B-R-E-A-D, and or purebred, B-R-E-A-D. It's soft and squishy. Good riding, but don't... Could be rye, I don't know. Good riding, but don't try and stand on it, because she tried, and he ran off, and she went to the hospital and came home with a cast. So,
This is not a good standing horse. Should go to an experienced people. Worth a lot more dollars. Lower, because just make sure she goes away. Contact me, please.
Oh, my God. Hold up. First of all, this is in Jonesboro, so you needed to read it with a southern accent, because daughter's horse is medium-sized, young, standardbred, purebred. I don't even know what that means. Good riding, but don't stand on it, because she tried and he ran off and she went to the hospital and came home with a cast. What? Worth more money, but just making sure she goes away? Contact me, please.
I love that the assumptions in this ad are that you should be able to stand on any horse and they won't go out from under you, right? That's the assumption here, is that any horse should be able to be stood on. Apparently, can you do this for us, Jamie, today? And make sure your husband's there videotaping. Could you please take Edward out and go out there, you know, without a saddle or anything, and just hop up and stand on him? Because that would be good for about 3 million views.
Gonna happen. I like being a mother, a wife, a rider. I like those things. Anyway, that's really bizarre. James sent in the next one, and we hear from James pretty much every week. Barn kittens. Oh God, the title is Bloodthirsty Sisters Free to a Good Home. What? We have two kittens in need of a new home. Now, when I say kittens, I know you're expecting two lovable fluffballs that you could bond and cuddle with. I assure you that this is not the case. These sisters are two unstoppable forces of hell, fire, and lightning. They were born for the sole purpose of wrecking the day of any candy-ass mouse, rat, or Republican that is unfortunate enough to cross their path. What's that? You want to pet them? Good luck, Bohemian Rhapsody. These little rage cannons will leave you feeling empty as they neglect you to further their search for prey. But if you can respect them and leave well enough alone, the sisters will keep your home rodent-free, and you'll love them for it. Stats. Mew, he's a calico, this cat is business all the time. There's Russian Blue, the more stealthy of the duo. And Lady Esper, Esper is a Russian Blue, not the name. And she prefers clinging to the shadows, patiently awaiting the perfect moment to strike. Because that's the kind of cat I want in my house, so I can walk around in the dark. These kittens are not kid-friendly, they don't like people, and they cannot be reasoned with. But if you need cats to get rid of pets, they're your girls. That is awesome. Oh, my gosh. I skipped a part. She was born when the waves of Poseidon crashed upon the last saber-toothed tiger. The result, the living embodiment of fear in the eyes of all mouse kind.
How old are these things? How good, how vicious can they be at, like, 2 weeks old, you know?
They're kittens, right? I mean, geez. That's awesome.
This was written by
a man.
That
was well written.
Now, we always argue about men or women. This was written by a man.
I kind of thought it was a man, too. I won't argue with you on that.
Okay, all right.
Anybody who can call a kitten a rage cannon. That's awesome. These little rage cannons.
We have an older version of that rage cannon, but I have to write an ad for the Beast sometime and see how it comes out. Robin Donahue sent in the following one. Oh, and I can mention her now, and her ad gets included because she won on Wednesday. So otherwise, I would have had to just pass her over. So she's good again. Draft Mare, $1,000 in Galena, Kansas. And I also thought this one was fine until I read the last part. 10-year-old mare, 2,000 pounds, and 18 hands, tall broke to drive double and triple. $2,500 has been pooled, traffic safe, has farmed. If interested, please call and talk to 13-year-old Percheron mare.
16 hands, 30. Please call and talk to the 13-year-old Percheron mare.
Percheron
mare.
Will
be answering the phone. This is when the enter button really matters.
Or the Percheron mayor does not like the other mayor and paste the ad herself. That's
take
a possibility. Get rid of this woman in my field. I don't like her. 16, not 18 that. Hands of 1 ton of pure hate right there.
1 ton of pure hatred. Oh, God. Beth's in the next one. Quarter horse, $150. Beautiful quarter horse. I believe she is in between a year and 2 years. That would make her a year and a half. She was a gift to me. She has no training at all. Oh, what a gift. She would make a good broodmare for someone willing to halter trainer. Hard to catch. Would make a great jumper. Can clear a 3.5-foot fence no problem. Or maybe would be a great lawnmower. Email me for further information. Let me get this straight. Somebody thought it was a great idea to give you an unbroke, uncatchable, untrained yearling, and now you need to rehome it, and basically it just jumps out of the fence, and it'd be a good broodmare if you can catch her.
Yes, get her near a stallion. All right, stallion Jessica sent the follow. Oh, geez. Jessica sent the following in. It is a horse trailer picture. It's our horse trailer of the week, and it definitely qualified. And it does seem like we've been going back in age for the horse trailers, because this is another. Last week, remember, we had a 1953 horse trailer? Well, apparently it was a big year for horse trailers, because here's another 1953 horse trailer. It's a Rice. How they even know what brand it is, I don't know. Needs a little work. Was a two-horse trailer. Get this. This is something we haven't seen before. It was a two-horse trailer. It's now a single-horse trailer. Divider removed. Wheel tires are good. For what, I don't know, because if you look at the front tire in that picture, all the rubber's gone. Two full ramp doors. Price is negotiable. I am working on it daily. Today, I had a bolt switched from 3/8 to 1/2 inch. The sooner I sell, the better the price. Daily, change one bolt.
That's how much work as you did was you. You're. It's going to take a long time to restore that at the rate he's going.
This is one of those two that looks like it took a can opener, and they cut a whole bunch of metal and then just bent it over the top of the trailer. It's the most bizarre looking thing.
They bent it, but then they painted it turquoise and rust.
Yes.
So it is beautiful.
Rusty turquoise color. It is. It is. This is a cool. This is a very good trailer, and not only that. You're going to have a tough time getting it out because it is parked in the woods and amidst all the other junk. I don't know how you're going to get in there. But
this makes me think of those abandoned amusement parks you walk through, you know, in you go to these little towns in the mountains. This is actually a cart from an abandoned amusement park. Yeah.
And if you fit two horses in there, they were malnourished because there's no way you're putting two horses in this trailer.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That was a good one, Jessica. You sent in a good trailer.
Tammy sent this one in, kid, beginner, and elder's horse, $800 in Tucson. Oh, Tucson, not too far. Great 10-year-old gelding for any age and level rider. He's done his share of hard work, and I would love to retire him to a loving home with youngster, timid riders, or elders. The easy life. He's bomb-proof and safe as hell. The best money you'll ever spend, and you won't regret it. And she goes on to, Tammy typed in, this is just funny because it's totally opposite of what we normally get, which is safe for beginners. No beginners allowed. This one is safe as hell and bomb-proof.
Yeah, no advanced riders allowed.
Yeah.
Well, the next one Mary sent in, and I had to look this up to see if it was real. And you have chickens, right? Do the chickens ever come in the house voluntarily? Or
you know, if I knew about this before I lost Happy, my favorite chicken in the world, Happy would have been in the house with this.
All right. Well, here's the ad from Mary. Need chicken diapers, ? Do you have indoor chickens or ducks? Do you need diapers for your fowl to keep your house clean? We can help. We make custom chicken and duck diapers in a variety of fabric colors and patterns. Prices range from $9 to $12 each. I thought this was a joke.
until I looked up on backyardchickens.com and found an ad where you can buy all kinds of pretty diapers. And not only that, Jamie, you can get them to the size you need, 4-inch to 7-inch, 8-inch to 10-inch. If you've got a really large bird, 13 inches plus.
Now, I'm all for this. I didn't know that lots of people kept chickens in the house, but I digress. I want to know, like, I change Lucas's diaper probably 6 times a day, and they range from about 35 to 50 cents a diaper, okay? So that's expensive. These are $9 to $12, and chickens poop every 5 minutes. How is this financially viable?
I thought of that, too. Now, the elastic allows for the diaper to move and stretch so the bird will feel comfortable. And these are completely washable. You throw them in your washer with the rest of your clothes.
Oh, no, you don't. No, I'm not throwing a chicken poop diaper in my washer.
But they're custom colors, Jamie. And they are lined with a waterproof liner so it doesn't leak all over your floor.
Oh, my gosh. There's a blog. It says, do you have any for 2-week-old Peking ducklings? Who puts a duckling in a diaper?
Every chicken I know, too, picks at everything. They would pick this diaper right off their butt.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
Chicken diapers. There you go.
Wow.
Lois
sent
the next one.
I'm still stuck on that. Lois sent this one in. Need somebody's trained hound dog to help. Oh, my gosh. Need someone's trained hound dog to help me track my missing iguana. Compensation is $50 cash when iguana is found.
Glory.
My iguana has been missing now for a couple of days. I'm not even sure if this is a thing or if it's going to work, but I'm willing to give it a shot. I would like to hire somebody with a trained hunting dog to pick up the scent of my iguana and help me track him down. If found, I will pay $50. Contact me ASAP if you think your dog has the nose for the job. O-M-G.
Lois was surprised. Definitely knew.
That's bizarre.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you think Glory could track an iguana? Dear, we could make a quick $50.
Yeah, but only if you find it. If found, she will pay.
Sure.
This is a chick, right? This is obviously a girl that wrote this, right?
Yes, definitely. Okay. No question about it.
Okay.
And it was her husband that let the iguana out. Go away. Here's you. Run while you can.
Here's kitty.
Dave sent the last one in. Oh, this one's classic, too. Offering full-time... I have to listen carefully to this one, okay? Offering full-time employment for trapdoor snails. I have 2 smallish container fish ponds on my deck that could use some maintenance workers. I heard trapdoor snails are the best at this. I found a place online where I can order them, but you have to order them by the dozen. I only need like 3 or 4. Also, I hear they reproduce rather quickly, and quite frankly, I don't want that going on in front of the fish. They've been carefully selected so as to not have little fishies. I think it's cruel, the snails there playing Marvin Gaye, breaking out the wine coolers, but none for you, fish. That's harsh. So if you have some hard... If you have some hard workers looking for new digs, please let me know. I'll give them free room and board and all the algae they can stomach. Do they have stomachs? I've never asked. It seemed forward. Preferably close to Olympia, as I hear they are terrible pack seat drivers.
Oh, my gosh. That person, whoever wrote that, is really funny.
Well, that's a wrap, folks. See you back here again on Monday. Until then, go ride your horse.